The time is now, and we are all here for a reason. And as the Hopi elders remind us, we are the ones we have been waiting for. The elders in ancient wisdom also tell us that so many of us in this world today are asleep, literally not here, moving from A to A to B, back and forth, with an occasional C mixed in the form of vacation. We all get caught up in the rapid currents of everyday life and the busy world and forget what matters, what really matters in our lives. Until a crisis comes and stirs us from our slumber. And sometimes one comes that is so big, it wakes up the entire world. At this exact time, 17 years ago today, two planes had already hit the World Trade Center, and two more were in the air heading towards their demise. Time stopped. The world awoke, and whatever we were doing at that moment suddenly didn't seem so important. It occurred to me today as we are here that there are three very special things that are converging upon us during this hour and this day. The first, we're here together, of course, on 9/11, a day to be remembered, to remember the souls who are no longer with us, as well as the dark madness, but also for the light. As the world woke up, even if just for a moment or a few days, we all remembered that we're really all connected and really all one. Second, we sit in this amazing building, a beacon for peace, holding the sacred duty to uphold the human rights of citizens above all powers, to remind us that the true power resides in each of us, the individual, not fleeting external powers. As the preamble to the Constitution of UNESCO reads, since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defense of peace must be constructed. And third, as we all come together, the financial industry, wealth advisors, family offices, we are gifted with the immense potential of having our hands on the wheel of capitalism, one of the most powerful tools man has created, and the very symbol of which was attacked 17 years ago. And as I stand here today and reflect back to less than a year ago when Jeff Gitterman and myself were meeting at the United Nations with Will Kennedy, who had this wonderful vision of what would happen today, I had a simple vision that I wanted to share with everyone today that if it resonates with you, I suggest that we hold as an intention for the day, as I know many of us have been to multiple conferences in our lives. I suggest that we use this day to remember that we are here for a reason and that we do matter, each and every one of us. And that as we look around and see who's in this room together with us today, that we look into each other, not through each other. That we learn to compete together, not against each other. And to remember this awesome responsibility we have by having our hands on the wheel of capitalism. And the great potential we have to fuel with capital the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, to make the world a better place, and to forestall a potential crisis that we may not ever be able to wake up from. I'm going to read now a short message from the Hopi elders, which really speaks, I think, exactly to our state of potential here today. And when I'm finished reading, I would like to ask that we all sit in a moment of silence to remember those who are no longer with us and to remember why we are still here. We have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and so swift that there will be those who are afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart, and they will suffer greatly. The river has its destination. The elders say, we must let go of the shore and push off into the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above water. See who's in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to an end. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and vocabulary. All that you do now must be done in sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for.